Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all many mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their best haunted life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we are starting the Halloween celebrations early. I know it's still September, but we just can't wait. I have been waiting for Halloween since November 1st of last year. That is how much I love it. It is my passion. So today we're diving into five of the most haunted hotels around the globe. So lock your doors, grab your holy water, and let's get spooked, shall we? Our first stop takes us to the majestic Rocky Mountains and infamous Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. This grand hotel, which opened in 1909, has become synonymous with paranormal activity and served as the inspiration for Stephen King's terrifying novel, The Shining. Thanks largely to Stephen King himself, the Stanley's ghostly reputation really took off in the 1970s, and since then, it's been a hotbed for paranormal investigators and thrill-seeking guests. But what makes this hotel so haunted? Many believe that the hotel's original owners, F.O. Stanley and his wife Flora, never truly left. Guests and staff have reported seeing their apparitions in various parts of the hotel, particularly in the billiards room and the music room. It's said that the piano in the music room often plays by itself, perhaps Flora's spirit keeping her musical passion alive. But the most famous room in the Stanley is undoubtedly Room 217. This is where Stephen King stayed in 1974, inspiring him to write The Shining after experiencing a very vivid nightmare. Guests who have stayed in this room have reported strange occurrences. Visitors have claimed to find their belongings rearranged or even missing upon returning to their room. Many report sudden drops in temperature, often feeling an inexplicable chill, even when the heating is on. Some guests have described the feeling of an unseen presence settling into bed beside them, particularly if they're unmarried couples. But the hauntings aren't limited to just one room. The fourth floor of the Stanley is a veritable paranormal playground. Room 428, for example, seems to be particularly active, with guests reporting heavy footsteps and furniture rearranging itself while they sleep. And if you're staying in this room, don't be surprised if you wake up to find a ghostly cowboy at the foot of your bed. Guests and staff have even reported hearing children's laughter and footsteps on the fourth floor, even when no children are present. That's a hard pass for me. The main staircase of the hotel, affectionately dubbed the Vortex, is believed to be a paranormal highway of sorts. Psychics and mediums claim it is a portal for spirits, which might explain why so many ghosts seem to hang out around the Stanley. One of the most famous paranormal incidents associated with the staircase is a photograph taken by a guest that appears to show the figure of a young girl on the stairs, despite no children being present during the tour when the photo was taken. Guests and staff have reported seeing ghostly figures on the stairs, including well-dressed couples descending the staircase who vanish when approached. No thank you. For those brave souls looking to maximize their chances of a ghostly encounter, rooms 401 and 407 are said to be paranormal hotbeds. In room 401, women have reported being touched by an unseen presence in the closet, while in room 407, guests have experienced the bizarre sensation of being tucked into bed by invisible hands. Talk about turndown service. The Stanley Hotel has fully embraced its spooky reputation. They offer nightly ghost tours, have an on-site psychic, and even play The Shining on a continuous loop on one of their TV channels. Let's hop across the pond into the spooky world of the Langham Hotel in London, one of the most haunted hotels in the world. This place is like a paranormal playground with ghosts and ghouls around every corner. So the Langham has been standing proud since 1865, and boy, has it collected some spirits over the years. We're talking about at least five regular ghostly guests and that's not even counting the occasional spectral drop-ins. Now, if you're looking for the epicenter of all this ghostly action, look no further than room 333. This room is the VIP lounge for spirits, if you know what I mean. It is so haunted that even some of England's toughest cricket players have been spooked by this room. Let's meet some of the Langham's most famous ghostly residents. First up, we have a German prince who took his own life by jumping from a fourth floor window back in his day. And now, he's the hotel's most active ghost. He's particularly fond of room 333, so if you see a stocky guy in a military jacket walking through walls, that's probably him. Then there's a Victorian doctor with a seriously dark past. The story goes that this doctor killed his wife on their honeymoon and then took his own life. He's been spotted in room 333 too, recognizable by his blank eyes and Victorian threads. Oh, and let's not forget about Napoleon III. Yep, the actual Emperor of France. He spent his exile at the Langham and apparently liked it so much, he decided to stick around. He's usually hanging out in the basement, probably planning his next conquest. The Langham's got a few more spectral residents too. There's a butler roaming the halls, a guy with a gnarly face wound, and even a ghost who likes to toss unsuspecting guests out of their bed in room 333. But wait, there's more. How about a glowing ball of light that turns into a human form? Yep, that happened to a BBC newscaster once. Guests and hotel staff have reported sudden drops in temperature, objects moving on their own, lights and taps turning on and off by themselves, and the feeling of being watched or touched, all in room 333. So if you're thinking of staying at the Langham, October is prime ghost hunting season. That's when the spirits are most active, probably getting into the Halloween spirit. Our next stop takes us to the heart of the Ozarks and right into the creepy world of the Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Often called America's Most Haunted Hotel, this 1886 Victorian-style resort has a dark and twisted history that's sure to give you goosebumps. The Crescent Hotel's haunted reputation stems from its varied past. It's been a luxury resort, a college for girls, and most infamously, a hospital run by a charlatan named Norman Baker who claimed he could cure cancer. Let's meet some of the residents, shall we? One of the most active paranormal hotspots in the hotel is room 218. So legend has it that in 1885, during the hotel's construction, a stonemason named Michael fell to his death in the area that would become room 218. Guests have reported seeing Michael's ghost, feeling unexplained touches, hearing strange noises, seeing hands coming out of the bathroom mirror, hearing cries of a falling man in the ceiling, and doors slamming shut on their own. But Michael isn't the only spirit said to haunt the Crescent. There's Theodora, a cancer patient from Baker's time, who is often seen fumbling with her keys outside of room 419 and even tidying up for the guests. Next, we have Brecky, a 4-year-old who died from appendicitis in the hotel. He's been seen bouncing his ball all through the halls. And then there's the ghostly nurse who's been spotted pushing a gurney down the hallway of the third floor. Oh, but wait, there's more. The morgue in the basement has seen an uptick in spooky activity since they discovered a secret bottle grave of Norman Baker, the famous quack doctor. We're talking dark figures, cold spots, and people feeling touched by unseen hands. Yikes. The Crescent Hotel doesn't shy away from its spooky reputation, though. They offer nightly ghost tours that take you through the most haunted areas of the hotel, including the old morgue in the basement. It is a chilling experience that is not for the faint of heart. So what makes this hotel so haunted? Well, some paranormal experts think it's all about the limestone. Apparently, this rock is like a sponge for supernatural energy, and the Crescent Hotel is built on a whole mountain of the stuff. So if you're looking for a spooky getaway, the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa should be at the top of your list. But just remember, when you check in, you might be sharing your room with some long-term residents of the ghostly variety. Don't say I didn't warn you. Let's head north to the breathtaking Canadian Rockies and the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. The stunning castle-like hotel, often called the Castle in the Rockies, has been welcoming guests and ghosts since 1888 and is said to be one of the most haunted hotels in Canada. Now, let's meet some of the hotel's spectral guests, shall we? First up, we have the Ghost Bride. She's probably the hotel's most famous spectral resident. So legend has it that back in the 1920s, a young bride was descending the marble staircase on her wedding day when tragedy struck. Some say her dress caught fire from the candles on the stairs, and others say she tripped on her gown. Either way, this beautiful bride took a fatal tumble, and now guests and staff report seeing a veiled figure moving up and down the stairs or dancing alone in the ballroom. Next, we have Sam the Bellman, the hotel's most helpful ghost. Sam McCulley was a beloved bellhop in the 1960s and 70s who loved his job so much that he decided to keep it even after he died in 1975. Guests have reported a friendly older gentleman in an old-fashioned uniform helping with luggage or unlocking doors, only to vanish into thin air. And let's not forget to talk about room 873. This room is so haunted that the hotel decided to seal it off completely. Legend has it that a whole family was murdered here in a murder-suicide incident. Guests who stayed in the room before it was closed reported hearing blood-curdling screams and seeing bloody handprints appear on the mirror. Some say you can still see the outline of the door, and sometimes the ghostly imprint of a child's hand appears on the wall. Next, we have a ghostly bartender who likes to tell overindulging guests to call in a night. And if you hear bagpipes echoing through the halls, don't be too quick to assume it's a living, breathing piper. It might just be the hotel's resident headless bagpiper. So what makes this place so haunted? Well, some paranormal experts think it's all about the location. This beautiful hotel sits at the intersection of three ley lines. The Fairmont Bath Springs Hotel has embraced its spooky reputation and offers ghost tours where you can learn all about these haunting tales and maybe even have an encounter of your own. Our final haunted destination takes us to the heart of the French Quarter in New Orleans, a city known for its vibrant culture, rich history, and of course, its ghosts. The Bourbon Orleans Hotel has a fascinating past that's led to its reputation as one of the most haunted hotels in the Big Easy. Originally opened in 1817 as a ballroom and theater, the building that houses the Bourbon Orleans has worn many hats over the years. It's been a convent, an orphanage, and a school run by the Sisters of the Holy Family. During a yellow fever epidemic in the late 1800s, it also served as a medical ward. So let's get into the haunts and the things that go bump in the night. First up, we've got the children and the nuns from the hotel's days as an orphanage. Guests have reported hearing the eerie sound of kids playing and laughing in the halls, even when there's not a child in sight. And if you feel a gentle tug on your clothing, don't be surprised. It might just be one of the ghostly orphans trying to get your attention. Then there's the famous ghost of the ballroom dancer who's been seen in a fancy 1970 gown waltzing by herself under the chandeliers. Let's head over to room 644, which is said to be the most haunted spot in the entire hotel. Legend has it that a nun took her own life in this room, and her spirit makes itself known. Guests have reported hearing blood-curdling screams and seeing a dark figure appear just as they're drifting off to sleep. Talk about a nightmare. During the yellow fever epidemic, many young girls and the nuns caring for them lost their lives here. Visitors have reported seeing ghostly figures of nuns praying over beds and even feeling cold spots where these spirits linger. And let's not forget about the Confederate soldier who seems to be eternally on patrol. He's been spotted on the 6th and 3rd floors, still keeping watch over the hotel long after his time. The hotel's history of fires and structural collapses has also left its mark. Some guests have reported hearing phantom sounds of chaos and panic, echoes of past disasters. So if you're looking for a stay with a side of spooks, the Bourbon Orleans Hotel should be at the top of your list. And there you have it, my little spooktator, a journey through five of the world's most haunted hotels. From the inspiration behind The Shining to the ghostly guests of New Orleans, these hotels offer more than just a place to rest your head. They're portals to the past, keepers of secrets, and perhaps home to those who've long since checked out of the mortal realm. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central right here all month long, because we are doing all the Halloween things all of October, forever and ever. It is such a good time. I am so excited. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you that in these haunted hotels, every creak, whisper, and shadow could be more than just your imagination. Sweet dreams if you dare to sleep.